You know, I have been thinking about this one for a while. Even though we just started and today is day 12 in the Purgatory series, I've been thinking about this specific day for some time. And as you know, today we are talking about priests and nuns that are in purgatory. And I want you to think about it for a while. What it's really like to be a priest, what it's really like to be a nun. Now, on the surface, there are so many spiritual benefits. You have this life of prayer, you have all these things put to the side. There's all these things that you don't have to worry about. But there's a lot of difficulties that they face that we don't usually think. So for instance, often they enter communities or dioceses where they pledge obedience to a person that they knew, someone, maybe a bishop that was holy or a religious that was a very holy person, but then that person gets moved or they die. And then they have to pledge their obedience to someone that they didn't intend on. Maybe someone that has downright the totally wrong values, is completely liberal, and they're stuck there. Or maybe they're part of a religious community that isn't growing and isn't going to grow, and there's not much that they can do. There's a lot of difficult things in their life. They get moved around a lot. They have issues in providing for themselves. For instance, I have a friend of mine who's a diocesan priest, and there's this one diocesan priest that I knew used to say, religious take the vow of poverty, and diocesans are the ones that have to live it. Well, for instance, he had COVID, and he's had to use 3 months of his salary to pay for all the medical issues that came up with COVID. And there was no one there to help him out because they just simply don't have the funds. So they have all these difficulties that they have to face here on earth. But perhaps one of the greatest difficulties is what happens to them afterwards. When they're young and maybe kind of middle-aged, they're kind of cute because they're a young vocation, they're a young priest, they're a young nun. But then they get older. They're not as new, they're not as cute, and then they get really old. And then they have no family around them because, well, as you know, they don't have family, they don't have kids. And all those people that they served after moving 5 to 6 to 7 times, where are they now? You've moved on with your own families, you've moved on and done something else. Maybe you don't even live where the priest that baptized you used to serve, and now you're somewhere else. So they're older and they're placed in these retirement homes, less people know where they even are, and then they die. And some of us think they're saints and don't pray for them. Some of us hate them and don't pray for them. And then the rest of us don't care about them, and so we don't pray for them. Now, if you pick up on the pattern, when they die, who prays for priests and religious? Well, other priests and other religious, right? But we bother those people with our needs. And so you can quickly see that this group in purgatory might have fulfilled some of the other categories that we had in the prior days. Remember when we spoke about those that suffered the most, those that had been there the longest? It might be the case that priests and nuns fall into those two categories. And so that's why in this day, we are invited to pray specifically for priests and nuns in purgatory, especially those that have been there a long time, those that have been abandoned, those that everyone has forgotten. And you might say, okay, Alvaro, stop. Stop. Look, the rest of us have really no one to pray for. We don't even have kids that go to church anymore. What about us? So maybe another way to say it is, what's in it for you? What's in it for you in praying for priests and religious that are in purgatory? Let me suggest a few things. First of all, one of the things that we know is because of the life that they served, they gained a lot of merit. Priests because of all the masses that they said, nuns because of all the sacrifices that they did and prayers that they had. So they lay for themselves a lot of merit to be reaped in heaven. And in purgatory, they don't quite have that access to it. And so if we dedicate ourselves to praying for them, can you imagine the benefit that we will have when they're in heaven? How much they will pray for us, maybe more than a lay person would have, maybe more than this person, maybe more from someone from a different religion. Because these people had done so much in their life, and now in heaven they are crowned with so many crowns. And those prior difficulties that I mentioned, one that I completely forgot that should be the first thing that I talk about is those to whom much has been given, much will be required. So they will face a stricter judgment than all of us. We read in all types of sources that even holy religious had to be in purgatory for some amount, if not a long amount of time. In fact, I think I even heard or read somewhere that Padre Pio had to go to purgatory for some time. Can you imagine that? I mean, that's a little bit discouraging. So then these people, we pray for them and they arrive in heaven. They will be able to do more for us than perhaps other groups. That's something to motivate you. That's something for you to think about, wow, what if I arrive in heaven and it's marked on my, so to speak, my merits that I released 50 priests from purgatory, that I released 100 nuns from purgatory because of my prayers. And those people, can you imagine them praying for you the rest of your life? It's like having your very own religious community up in heaven interceding for you. Yes, you might need to call some people here on earth, but can you imagine that? Having your own religious community of priests and nuns up in heaven praying for you because you were the one that remembered and delivered them. Sure, they have more benefits, spiritually speaking, than us here on earth, but I think we underestimate the trials that they have to face. And I think we overestimate the holiness that they typically reach to. And we need to understand that they have a difficult life and they have a difficult time in purgatory. But we can change that. We can make all that difference. And then when they're in heaven, they will be our intercessors. My friends, the way I think of it, this is a win-win situation. A win for them, a win for you. So today, in day 12, today is a Sunday. Dedicate this Lord's Day to praying for men and women religious that are in purgatory. And you will have for yourself a treasure of people praying for you the rest of your life. My friends, if this video is adding value to your life, please help it spread to other people and hit that like button. Let's persevere in this journey in purgatory. Thank you for joining me today. God bless you, and I'll see you in day 13.